Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Beautifully Complicated Podcast. I'm your host, Sheena, and I am so excited that you're tuning into this episode today. Here's a rundown of what you can expect in this episode. In segment one, What's Happening Now, the focus is solely on the latest from Forbes regarding Rihanna's riches, Serena's powerhouse moves, and Jay-Z dominating in business. In segment two, self-care, it's time to get back to you. We lose ourselves in life, and I want to help you identify it and get back to you. In segment three, Black excellence, it's Pride Month, so it's only right that I spotlight a woman of the LGBTQ community who is making moves, Lena Waithe. Finally, in segment four, the Biz Corner, it's time to talk about money and why you need to recognize your value. There are no friend hosts this week, so grab your tea and let's talk. Segment one, What's Happening Now? Okay, so this is the third episode in a row that I will bring Rihanna up. And honestly, she is out here showing up and showing out, so I have no choice but to stand. So Forbes has put out their annual list for wealthiest people, and this year has three very prominent features and firsts on it. Since I already brought up Rihanna, let's start out with the Fenty Queen and talk about what she's worth and the significance of it. According to Forbes, Rihanna is officially the world's richest female musician. I'll say that again in case you missed it. Rihanna is officially the world's richest female musician. That's right. The girl from the left side of an island is noted as having $600 million net worth. What brought Riri to this level? The partnership she has with LVMH, with her Fenty Beauty line, and now the luxury clothing line Fenty, these deals took her to a new level, making her the wealthiest female musician, toppling Madonna, Celine Dion, and the queen herself, Beyoncé. Fenty Beauty alone generated nearly $500 million in revenue in its first 15 months being sold, and is already just shaking the ground, right? It's still doing solid numbers. Not to mention, it disrupted the beauty industry with its 40 shade range line for foundation. This Barbadian beauty is ensuring all women are included. She's now about to do the same with the Fenty Fashion Lifestyle line that will include luxury designer clothes up to a size 14, making sure more women could find a high-end piece that they love. Not only is Rihanna making waves on the Forbes list, so is tennis queen Serena Williams. According to Forbes, Serena Williams is the first athlete ever to make it onto the world's richest self-made women list. You heard me right. The first one to do it. Serena Williams, the Grand Slam queen, dominates on the tennis court and is reminding us that Black women are the truth in whatever we do. She's looking beyond the court and making money through investments. With an estimated $225 million fortune to her name, Serena has been using her money to her advantage by investing in over 30 startups. With the recent launch of her own venture, Serena Ventures, Serena is all in the investment building, business funding startups, and even launching some of her own. She's not just looking to invest, but be a part of the brand herself. In an interview with Forbes, she said, and I quote, "I want to be in the infrastructure. I want to be the brand instead of just being the face," end quote. With Serena Ventures, Serena is making the focus all about women and people of color by making sure they are the benefactors of much needed capital, especially for seed funding. You gotta love a Black woman using her money and platform to make space for other women and give them a seat at the table, especially for Black women who are underrepresented in receiving venture capital. Serena isn't the only first in the Forbes news cycle this week. Hip-hop mogul Jay-Z is now categorized as a billionaire. Yep, that's billion with a B. Smashing it out here. Jay-Z went from the Marcy Projects and selling drugs to sitting on the Forbes self-made billionaire list like a true boss, or should I say businessman. He had a blueprint for sure by using his platform as one of the best rappers of all time to launch into other avenues of business. We all remember Rockaware clothing line that he went on to sell for a couple $100 million, his ownership in Rockefeller Records, Ace of Spades $300 million bottles valued at over $300 million, investments like Uber amassing about $200 million in value, his line of cognac with Bacardi, Tidal streaming platform, Roc Nation, his sports management company, his music, the list goes on and on. Let's talk about a diversified portfolio, people. It's like what I was talking about with Rihanna in the last episode. If you want real wealth, you should diversify. Involve yourself in things you're passionate about and make real money on it. Jay is not playing games. He literally came from nothing and is now worth $1 billion. I can't even hate. All I can say is goals. Segment 2, self-care. So I want to talk about something that hit me a few days ago in conversation, and it reminded me of my own progression in the past couple of years, and that is remaining true to who you are. All of you. Sometimes we go through some crazy tough times in life, and those tough times begin to show themselves in how we present ourselves. We literally lose ourselves in the hecticness of our lives, and we often feel lost and lacking because of it. I realized this when I was at a point where I despised my job, I had some big issues happen in my family, and wasn't doing well financially. I tried to carry on as best I could, like things weren't different. But they were. I engrossed myself in my job, which meant if I shopped for clothes, it was work clothes or work shoes that I was buying. And it wasn't even the cutest stuff. It was what fit in and was basically low-key frumpy. And I had so many flats. Oh my God. Y'all, I love heels, but I was in flats constantly. I looked like a frumpy middle-aged housewife. It was not cute. Not to mention my hair was basic, makeup was not as put together as it could have been, and I carried myself like I was some random boring chick from HR. No offense to my HR queens. You're not boring, but there are some. You know that there are. There are. And that's what I looked like. It wasn't cool. It wasn't me. I had a moment of reckoning one day when I was getting dressed a few years ago, and I was standing in the mirror and literally didn't recognize who was staring back at me. Like, who is this in these ran over flats? Girl, no, stop. Where is your lip color? Now I know you probably think it sounds vain, but it wasn't. It was a physical manifestation of what I was feeling or experiencing on the inside, a disconnect from my truest self. On that day, I decided to be me unapologetically, authentically me. I decided it was time to live what I termed my casual slay and understated glam. I slowly started buying more clothes that I love and that fit my fashionista side. I began to wear my heels again more often. I then started getting my nails done and most recently brought back the eyelashes. I'm like, I'm going to be me. It wasn't just on the outside either. I got more comfortable in my skin. I settled into who I am. I started to own all of me. the bougie, the nerd, the glam queen, the woman of God, the entrepreneur, the free spirit, the humbled heart, the yoga lover, the reader. I embraced me again. I gave me a hug and said, "Welcome back, girl." And I haven't turned back since. I have been living my best life and not allow anything or anyone else to disrupt or steal me from me. I say all of this to say, please don't lose yourself in your circumstances. Take stock of you today. Look in the mirror. Is what you're seeing reflected back the person you know yourself to be? Is it who you are? Or is it a stand-in? Is it your tethered? Shout out to Jordan Peele for giving us that one. If the physical manifestation is unrecognizable, I'm certain that which is within is as well. See, it starts on the inside and it gets strong enough to consume what is presented outwardly. You have to take stock and start doing the work to turn it around and step back into your truth, step back into you. So how do you do it? 3-step program here, guys. Number one, take a hard look in the mirror. Really look, stand there, take inventory. Note if what you're seeing is the person you know. If it's not, it's time to take some necessary steps to change that. Number two, identify what isn't real, what isn't you. Take note of each of those things, then ask why. Why is it here? Then start to decide what you need to do to change it and get back to you. And number three, write down what you know needs to be your roadmap back to self. Maybe journaling regularly, praying, meditating, those are the starting points. Then make the decision to start making changes and navigating back to self one step at a time. I want you to be mindful of self. Make sure you're not losing sight of who you are in the midst of the chaos of life. Take the time to make sure you center yourself. Fill yourself when you feel like you've been depleted. Continue doing what you love and what makes you happy. Taking time out for you, especially when things get hectic, is very important to ensure you don't lose you in the chaos. Segment 3, Black Excellence. In honor of Pride Month, I want to spotlight a woman in the LGBTQ community who is doing big things right now in the entertainment world and making a statement in a major way. In this episode, I'm honoring actress, producer, and screenwriter Lena Waithe. Lena Waithe has become a household name after she won an Emmy last year. She started her career in Hollywood as an assistant to an already very big name executive producer, Mara Brockhill from Girlfriends. From there, she had an opportunity to meet and connect with many movers and shakers in Hollywood. She went on to write for many shows like Bones and How to Rock, a show on Nickelodeon, and she produced for the Netflix show Dear White People. In 2014, a new show she was writing for that was produced by Common, The Chi, made its way to the folks of Showtime and was subsequently picked up. The storyline of The Chi centers life of the South Side of Chicago, giving voice to a community only talked about regarding the violence, with very little focus on the nuances of the people. The Chi opens the eyes of the viewers to the fullness of life of the people in the community. In 2017, when Lena Waithe became the first Black woman to win an Emmy for outstanding writing for a comedy series, for at Thanksgiving, the episode related to her own coming out story on Master and None, her career brought her into the spotlight. Since then, we have saw her star shine brighter and brighter, and there is no stopping Lena. She's unapologetic about her sexuality and makes sure in her red carpet attire that people recognize the LGBTQ community in a very real and human way. I love what she stands for. I love that she lives on her terms. I love that she's making moves without asking permission. Lena Waithe is a woman to watch and celebrate. Segment 4, the Biz Corner. So this past weekend, I broke protocol, my norm, and I got my nails painted green. I usually have some shade of pink, purple, or peach nails. I keep them pretty tame and neutral, only sometimes with a deeper shade. Ladies, you know how it is. You kind of have your own little aesthetic that you stick to when it comes to nail color, or you know, the color that you get your toes painted when you get a pedicure. We tend to have what is normal and comfortable to us. But this time around, I sat down and I thought to myself, I want something different, something that can inspire me creatively. So I chose the color green for money. So in this episode of Beautifully Complicated, I want to talk about money. We're taught in our culture that it is impolite to talk about money, especially women. We're taught that discussing money talk is taboo. But as an entrepreneur, if you don't talk money, then you're going to miss out big time. You'll let people walk all over you, pay whenever, and undervalue yourself. We all should be millionaires. To get there, we have to be honest with ourselves and get comfortable talking money. Anyone that knows me know that I hate talking about money, but it's something that I have to get past as well. Notice I said have to, which means I'm still working on this too. But one thing I have already recognized is my value. And I have no problem letting that be known and making sure people know that my services aren't cheap or discounted. I had a business coach say recently to see yourself as a designer handbag, not the blue light special. When you see yourself as the high-end bag, you recognize your worth and you won't sell it for less. You'll make sure your price points are representative of what value you bring to your customer as a client and what you poured into it. So let's talk about three things that you need to have to make sure you do. One, price according to value, not just your time or resources, but the value that your product or services provide to the customer. If it will help them become more efficient, you're saving time and money for them. That is value. If it cuts out a person but making a job easier to do, that's value. If it's a product that improves their appearance or how they feel about themselves, how they live, that's value. Value should have a price. So price accordingly. Number two, get your money. For my service providers, those that work with people or companies as their primary business, make sure you get your money. Have contracts with terms and conditions built into it. Make sure you note how they should pay, when payment is due, what their grace period is, and hold them to it. Don't be afraid to send reminder notices if you have a payment that you've not received yet. Your services deserve timely payments. So make sure people recognize that you're not doing this for free. Be assertive, not annoying, and collect your coins. And number three, recognize growth. When growth happens, be prepared to scale your business appropriately. That's ramping up in every area and hiring accordingly. Don't feel like you have to continue to do everything. Use your money to make more money and begin to hire people to take tasks on for you or even outsourcing parts of your business to get it out of house. This is when you make your money work for you. You invest internally to make more money. Get real about money. Understand why it isn't taboo to talk about it and why when you talk about it, you get more comfortable managing and growing it. We should all be millionaires. So let's make it happen and recognize our worth and the value we provide. Well, that is the show. Thanks for tuning into Beautifully Complicated Podcast. Being a business is complicated. Here's a brief recap of the show. In segment one, What's Happening Now, I cover the latest news out of Forbes with their list's release. Rihanna catapulted to the top of the list for female musician millionaires with her Fenty Beauty and clothing lines. Serena reminded us why she's the GOAT, not just of tennis, but venture capitalists too. Oh, and Beyonce's husband, Jay-Z, he laid out the blueprint on how to become a hip-hop billionaire. In segment two, self-care, I want to help you get back to you, recognize when you've lost yourself, and how to get back to the truest you. It's so important, ladies and gentlemen. In segment three, I spotlighted a true changemaker in TV and movies, Lena Waithe. This woman is showing us what it means to be authentically you and topple an industry in the process. finally a segment for the Biz Corner. I gave you the real about money, the real business, and make sure you get comfortable with it yourself. It's important on the path to millionaire status. If you haven't already, make sure you like the Beautifully Complicated podcast or on Facebook. The link is in the show notes. Follow me, Sheena, your host, on Instagram and Twitter at Sheena D1, S-H-E-E-N-A-D, and the number one. Or you can check out my website, SheenaHunt.com. Like the show, rate it, subscribe, and share with friends and family. Make sure you continue the conversation from the show on our page or with those around you. I look forward to hearing from you. Stay connected, stay fabulous, and always remember, the best life is beautifully complicated.